Moving on to the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 5, we read the striking account of what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. They were Christians who lived with the apostles, but by fraud kept back part of the money from a sale they had made. The Christians of that time agreed to have all possessions in common. After St. Peter confronted them both, Ananias and Sapphira were both struck dead in a miraculous way. Acts chapter 5, verses 3, 5, and 11. Quote, "But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things." End quote. Obviously, fear came upon the whole church because these believers believed that they could be found guilty of lying to the Holy Ghost by mortal sins such as fraud, and thus could lose their salvation. They were struck with fear because they knew nothing, of course, of the false Protestant gospel of justification by faith alone, eternal security, and once saved, always saved. In Acts chapter 8, we read about Simon Magus. Acts 8:13, quote, "Then Simon himself believed also and was baptized." But just a few verses later, we find out that he fell into grave sin. Acts 8:18, quote, "When Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." End quote. So the Bible says that one who believes and is baptized, for example Simon, can fall into grave sin and into a state in which he will, quote, perish and not have a right heart before God. In other words, he can fall out of justification. Acts chapter 9, verse 31, quote, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." Why would they walk in the fear of the Lord if they were already saved? We see again that Protestantism is unbiblical. In Acts chapter 10, we read another example of how the verses which Protestants like to quote, about how those who believe in Jesus will be saved, are always clarified by the immediate or by the extended context. Acts chapter 10, verse 43, quote, "Through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins," end quote. But just 8 verses before that we read, Acts chapter 10, verse 35, quote, "But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him," end quote. This clearly shows that it's not enough to believe, but that those who work righteousness and believe in all his truth will be saved. This shows us again that works are a part of justification, thus refuting Protestantism. Acts chapter 14, verses 21 to 22, "And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God," end quote. So whether one enters heaven depends on how one handles tribulations. Thus, it's not by faith alone. And the verse says that one must continue in the faith because one can lose it. In Acts 24, we find another very interesting passage which is relevant to this topic. It concerns St. Paul's meeting with the Roman governor Felix in Acts chapter 24. Acts 24:25, "And as he, Paul, reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." The Catholic version of this reads, quote, "And as he treated of justice and chastity and of the judgment to come, Felix, being terrified, answered, For this time go thy way, but when I have a convenient time, I will send for thee." End quote. Felix, the Roman governor, was terrified when Paul spoke about the gospel's teaching on chastity, obviously because Paul informed him that sins in this regard exclude one from heaven. Felix was terrified only because St. Paul did not preach to him the false gospel of justification by faith alone.